Hello, all my chavrim Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. We are continuing on our shiurim in Mishnayos. We are currently at Masechta Shabbos, Parakeet Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, which is the Gemara and Daf Kuf Heyam and Aleph. And the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Leza Omer. Rashi says, now we're going to be talking about the shear of Eirik, how many stitches it takes for weaving to be a malacha, to be chayef for. They're mentioned in the Avos Malachas back in Daf Sadi Gimel Med Aleph. Over there it says two chutim is the shear that it takes for weaving. And the Marshal is Gairus in this Rashi, instead of Asli Leferushe, Asli Lefluge. We're coming here to argue on that shear before we had before by weaving that the Chachamim mentioned that it was two chutim. Rabbi Lezer is going to give a different shita. And the Taisi Yantu says, even though before in Parag Zion, next to the Malacha of Kosef, we have Tzad, Tzvi, and its Malacha, still here we're going to put this din of Oreg right next to what we had previously for the Kosef, because Kosef Yechayev with two Osios, and Oreg Yechayev with two stitches, two threads, and even Rabbi Elazar holds two would be enough, but he's Mechalak, whether it's the difference between Alimi and Katini, as it says in the Gemara, I think it means strong, larger, and smaller. I haven't seen the Gemara yet. Also check in, he says, check in Krisis, Paragdalad, Mishnah, Beis. So it seems like Rabbi Lezer essentially holds the Chaman, but it makes little differences, as we're talking about here. And since Oreg has machlokas in it between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, so he's mentioned first before the next case of Osa Shnei Batei Nirim, using the loom to do your weaving, in order to tell you that this doesn't have machlokas, to connect it to the ones that don't have machlokas, which the shear is also with the two chut. So let's see exactly what Rabbi Eliezer says. Oreg shlosha chutim b'tchila. He says the shear is three if it's the first thing you're starting. Rashi and the Rav explain, if this is the beginning of your weaving a garment, you're not chayiv until you do three threads. And if you have a garment and you're adding to it, then the shear would be one, which is mistarif with the ones you already had before. And the Rav adds on to that, the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar, but the halacha is always two chutim as a chamim had. Taisi Yantu says, in the Mishnah, in Perikid Bey's Mishnah Hey, it says there, Kosef Os Acha Samot Chav. If you wrote a letter next to something that was already there, and by doing that you made a word, you're potter, because the shear is two. But here, Rabbi Elazar says, if you add one thread to something that's already there, you're chayev. Here, this is our Mishnah is not like Mishnah over there about writing a letter next to a word that you're potter. It's not like Rabbi Elazar, as the Gemara says over here. V'cham armim bein b'tchila bein b'sof. V'cham says, in any event, if you're doing the beginning of a weaving process or the end, shiuro shnei chutim, the shear is two threads. Tiferes Yisrael says, when it says bein b'sof, it doesn't mean the final stitches in a garment, because in this, even one stitch would be enough. Everybody would hold, if you're finishing off, since you're finishing a baguette, one stitch would be enough to mechayev you, as it says in Gemara Shavuos Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. But it just means, if you already have a garment in process and you add one stitch, that's not enough, but you need two stitches in the middle of doing your garment weaving. Now we're doing Mishnah Beis, Perakei Gimel Mishnah Beis, which is the Gemara is at Daf Kuf Hei with Aleph, and we're talking about the weaving process with a loom. This is kind of complex. It would be nice if you had a picture from like an art scroll to see how they use these looms, but I'll do my best to explain it. Ha'os ishtei batei nirim. If you make two batei nirim, what does that mean? Rashi and Rav says, you put two threads on the two heddles. He calls them the two nir or nira. Okay, you put two threads through the heddles, which is the kind of a box that directs the threads through, so they can connect with the threads going in the perpendicular direction. Tiferes Yisrael says, He fixed two loops in all the loops to make houses for the two threads of the chassis. Chassis is the weft which gets pulled through the threads that are standing there, the orev, the warp, which goes top down. The weft is pulled from right to left or left to right, and they connect through in order to start working on a garment. And they're pulled through in these boxes of the Batei Nirim. Okay, so if you make two Batei Nirim bin Nirim, as Mishnah says, Rav explains from the Gemara that you did twice pulling this thread of the warp through this heddle box that holds the threads, and on the third time you double it back on the thread that was there. So that way you're going crisscrossing, and this other thread is lying there. So you're crisscrossing and you're tightening them, and you're making a stitch. Bikirus. Now, if this is also a chiyuv of weaving, here you're weaving with like wicker. As the Rav says, you have a curtain that's woven from the fiber of a palm tree. The first row says, not that you did the previously shtei batei nirim with the loom, but you pulled across two threads of the weft coming up sideways, left to right, through a kli that has lots of holes, and that is like the room to put in your threads of the chassis of the weft, and each one of these threads you put in a different hole. So after you put the threads of the RF going top down from between these of your weft, you bang on this kirus, and in order to tighten it and to put everything woven together. So this, in a nutshell, is if you're doing wicker basking weaving, is also a chiyuv. Or benapa bekivra ubasal. So Rashi says this is not talking about the looms as we had previously, but here you're crisscrossing one thread at a time in order to make a sifter, larger sifter, small sifter, or any basket, a wicker basket. Doing two at the top, bottom and one at the top, and you're weaving in the chassis, the weft, like normally done. Fatofa shtei tfiros, or if you sew two stitches, fakore al manas litfa shtei tfiros, or if you rip something, a garment, in order to sew the two stitches. The Tzoraswell says, even though, and all the Lamatas Malachos we already had before in the seventh parak, and we didn't have to go over it here, only needed the ones that they needed an explanation. And he is repeating this stitching, the tofer, even though he's not adding anything to it, because we want to talk about Korea, which he needs to explain a few items. Therefore, he went back and talked also about tofer. Okay, moving on to Parakeet Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, which in Gemara is on Daf Kuf Heim at Beis. HaKorei B'chamaso. The first rule says, you ripped something with your anger. You were angry and you ripped. Rashi and Tisus and the Maskatnas and the Gemara say that he ripped in order to instill fear on his household people. Okay, because that would be Pater Kondri Reb Shimon, who says, Malach Shein Tzvich L'Gufa is Pater. So if you rip for your anger, for Almeso, or because someone, as Rav says, we're talking about someone passed away who is not someone that you chayev to do kriya on, then it would be makalkal and you'd be pater. But if you're doing it for someone that you are mechayev kriya for, that would be masakan and you chayev. So here we're talking about Almeso, someone you're not mechayev, just like Korea b'chamos, you rip in your anger. And you rip for a mace, which you don't have a chiv to, that would be a potter. Taisa Rebbe Kiva Eger in Perek Zion, the Mishnah Beis says, if you are ripping with someone that you are mechayiv to, you're chayiv even though it's not amanas lit for. Normally we say korea is only chayiv amanas lit for. You're ripping something in order to re-sew it better. But if you're ripping because of a chayiv for someone who's nifter, you're chayiv even without any intention of sewing it back. V'chol makalkam paturim. And anything you do as a kilkol, it's destroying action, you're pater. Rav says, this Mishnah it was nidche, but the halacha is that if you korea in your anger, you are chayiv. Even though the Mishnah here says you korea in your anger, you're potter, we don't pass in this way. We say if you rip due to your anger, you're chayiv, even though you makalkal the beged, but you're fixing your yetzer, you make yourself feel better by doing the ripping, so that kind of tikkun is enough to make you chayiv. Yisrael says that the Rav we just quoted is the sheet of the Rambam, but Rashi and the Ravid say, since you're not allowed to rip in your anger, if there's no chayiv to, it's like, and anger is like Ayur Devot Azara, as it says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hei, it bays, therefore it'd be makalkal and you'd be potter. So it's machlokas, Rambam and the Rav versus Rashi and the Ravid, whether if you rip something in anger that there's no chayiv to rip for, if that is considered a makalkal, because you shouldn't have done it, or it's not makalkal because it makes you feel better and it does accomplish something and you'd be chayiv. And the mission continues, V'amakalkal manas l'takin shiur k'masakin, and if you destroy something in order to fix it again, the shiur is the same shiur as if you were just fixing something. As Israel says, just like if you erase on the condition you want to write back in its own place, the shiur in the erasing is enough to do two letters worth in its place where you erase. So here too, if you rip something two stitches worth because you wanted to restitch it, they're also the same shear, you'd be chayiv for that destroying, since it's an act destroying in order to reconnect later on. Okay, we'll call our shear here. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon@rothamyahu.com. Call me at 0522449331. Have a good day.